a Christmas Blessing by Peter Amsterdam.
Once when I was traveling home from a meeting, I had a layover at Heathrow Airport in London. While waiting for my flight, I gave a tract to a 30-something woman who was manning a desk near where I was sitting. A short while later, when it was time to go to the gate, I went over to ask her a question, and she right away asked me, "Are you a vicar or a priest?" I said, "No, but I am involved in missionary work." She said, "Life can throw things at you when you least expect it. Recently, I've had a number of things happen to me which are very difficult, and I feel as if I'm barely hanging on. But when I read the message you gave me, it brought me such peace. It spoke to me and made me feel loved. I feel that things are going to be okay, that someone is watching over me and loves me. I put the paper you gave me in my wallet, and I'm going to keep it." She looked as if she was searching for the right word, and she continued, "Forever. I'm going to keep it forever, and I'm going to read it again and again." It was a brief encounter as she was working and couldn't spend time talking with me, and I had to rush off to catch my flight, but she was obviously deeply moved by the message in the tract. I was once again reminded of the power of the gospel message in print to touch and change lives. I reflected on how giving someone the message of God's love, even through a simple tract, can affect them so powerfully. The fact that this woman reacted by saying that she was going to keep the tract forever and read it over and over emphasized the importance of getting the written word into people's hands. It also emphasized the importance of our role as Christ followers of taking the initiative to share the message with others. I thank God that I took the time to share this tract. It was clear that the message had pointed her in a very tangible way to the Lord and helped her to realize that she was loved and God cared about her. That simple gospel message gave her faith that she could face the difficulties in her life with hope. As Billy Graham once said, "Nothing surpasses a tract for sowing the seed of the good news." It's always very inspiring when people receive the message with joy. But you might be wondering, so what has this got to do with Christmas? As I pondered on the profound effect this one tract had, I was grateful that I had made the effort to give this person the tract, and that I even had the tract with me. The Lord was able to touch the life of this woman and bless her with His love because of a decision made months earlier. The decision to ensure I had tracts on hand to give to others. Christmas isn't that far away. It's a time of year that's filled with joy and love for those who understand its true meaning. But it is also a time of year when many people are lonely, lost, and searching for truth and love. If they're away from their loved ones, or they've suffered some kind of loss or disappointment, the sadness they feel can be accentuated at Christmas time, turning Christmas into a time of emptiness, despair, or anxiety. But as Christians, it's a time of year when we can make a difference. We can reach out and be a blessing to others. Sometimes all it takes is a little conversation or acknowledgement, perhaps a smile, a hello, or a small courtesy to give someone in need a sense of encouragement or to make them feel that someone cares about them. When you add a message in the form of a tract about the Lord to the encounter, it can have a powerful and life-changing effect. They can come to realize that God loves them and cares about them personally, that He knows what they are going through and will help them. They can learn about Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, and accept Him as their Savior and receive His free gift of salvation. Charles Spurgeon, 1834 to 1892, who is a great proponent of tracts, has been credited with the following quotation: "There is a real service of Christ in the distribution of the gospel in its printed form, a service the result of which heaven alone shall disclose. How many thousands have been carried to heaven instrumentally upon the wings of these tracts, none can tell. Let each one of us, if we have done nothing for Christ, begin to do something now. The distribution of tracts is the first thing." Many of us may not be in situations where we can devote most of our time to sharing the good news with others at Christmas. But if we plan ahead and invest in ensuring that we are equipped with tracts, we will be able to share a Christmas message that can bless those in need. As R.A. Torrey, 1856 to 1928, once wrote, "We cannot all preach, we cannot all conduct meetings, but we can all select useful tracts and then hand them out to others." We can each make a commitment to make a difference this Christmas by being a deliberate witness as we go about our daily activities. We can commit to giving away tracts to people we encounter throughout the Christmas season. We can make a goal of giving away 50 tracts, the gift of God's blessing and truth, to 50 people. That will give us 50 opportunities to bring the message about Jesus to people this Christmas season. If every Christian shared a tract with 50 people this Christmas, imagine the impact. To do this takes not only making the commitment, but also taking action. It starts with the decision that we will each do our part to give these blessings to others this Christmas. That's the commitment. Then make sure to print or purchase tracts to have on hand to share with others. That's the action. And once you have the tracts on hand, you can keep them in your car, purse, backpack, etc., and give them out to everyone the Lord leads you to. Your commitment and follow-through to share the good news in printed form with others will make a difference in the lives of those the Lord brings across your path this Christmas. Your effort and sacrifice may change someone's life forever. What a Christmas gift that will be for someone. God bless you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.